亲爱的朋友们，欢迎再次收听复兴之声节目，这里是大卫弟兄。在今天的节目里面，我们将要继续播放米勒牧师的信息。在这一系列信息里面，米勒牧师将与我们分享到耶稣当年在世上怎么样把天上的父神显明出来，使人们能够认识这位神。今天同样的，他借着他宝贵的圣灵，在我们心中把这位真神启示出来。如果没有神的灵感动，一个人不能够认识耶稣。如果不借着耶稣，没有人能够到父神那里去。他将在这一次的信息里面提到约翰福音第四章撒玛利亚妇人的故事，讲到这位撒玛利亚妇人怎么样遇见这位耶稣，生命得了一个整个的改变。她原本是被人所唾弃的一个女子，但耶稣没有忘记他。耶稣走了一条很不容易的路，来到撒玛利亚，为了寻找这位失丧的妇人。耶稣并没有定他的罪，耶稣却应许他，给他天上的永生。我们每一个人都是这样，我们活在罪中的时候，耶稣就来寻找我们。他说，我们在罪里面的时候，我们还是个罪人，他就爱了我们。只有今天耶稣从天上来到地上寻找我们这些罪人。让我们在今天的信息一开始，让我们来欣赏一首诗歌，奇异恩典。奇异恩典，若不他的恩典，若不他的怜悯，有谁能够见神的面呢？我们原本都是罪人，我们的义不过像破布一样，乃是神的怜悯把我们所不配得的这样的公义赏赐给我们，使我们与神和好。
恩典何等甘甜，我罪的赦免，
share with you a little bit about Jesus Christ. 我今天要来跟大家分享耶稣基督。
From the book of John.
从约翰福音来说。
You see, every one of the four Gospels are different.
四福音每个都不同。
They're not all the same at all.
他们都不一样的。
They're all talking about the same person.
他们谈的都是同一位。
But each one is talking from the standpoint of what most impressed him about Jesus.
但是每一位谈的角度都是他对耶稣什么事情印象最深刻，他从那个角度来谈。
Matthew, he spoke about Jesus the King and the Kingdom and the Kingdom of Heaven.
马太讲到耶稣是王，还有天国。
And he recognized this humble Nazarene was so kingly.
他发现到这位谦卑的拿撒勒人是这么的
and that he really was a king.
这么的像一个王一样，他真的就是王。
But his kingdom wasn't down here.
但是他的王国不是在地上的。
He had another kingdom.
他有另外一个王国。
And so he was greatly impressed with the kingship of Jesus Christ.
所以他对于耶稣基督做王的身份还有王权最有深刻的印象。
But Luke saw him differently.
但是路加看到的耶稣是不同的。
He saw him as such a humble king.
路加看到耶稣是一位很谦卑的王。
That he was acted more like a servant than as a king.
他表现得像仆人过于像王。
Oh, he could stand as a king.
他能够站着像王一样。
And rebuke the wind and calm the waves.
能够平静浪。
But then he stooped down and washed his disciples' feet.
然后他又弯下身来洗门徒的脚。
And someone would say, "Will you come and do this for me?" And he'd say, "Yes, please, I'll come."
有人说你来为我做这个好吗？他说好，
he'd say,
他就来了。
Who do you think you are? I'm a king.
他不会说。
No, he never did.
你以为你是谁啊？我是王。他从来不会这样子。
And so greatly impressed Mark, that this man, this Galilean, this king, could be so servicial, could be so humble.
所以让马可印象很深刻的就是这位加利利人，他是这么的做仆人，这么样的谦卑。
In all the circumstances of life,
在生命的各样环境里
，he wasn't full of pride and arrogance.
他没有充满骄傲。
Looking down on everybody else,
轻看其他任何的人。
But on the contrary,
相反的
，he lifted up the little children, put him on his lap.
他举起小孩子放在他自己的膝盖上。
He was so different.
他是很不一样的。
And Luke saw him totally different from that.
路加看到的耶稣跟那个完全不一样。
He saw him as a God man.
路加所看到的就是他是一位
神人。Really God?
真的是神。
But really man.
但也真的是人。
He wasn't an angel in disguise.
他不是天使假扮的。
He was a man.
他是个人。
But he was so different from other men.
但是他跟其他人很不一样。
He preached the gospel of God.
他传讲神的福音。
But he did something else.
但是他还做了其他的事情。
He lived it.
他也活出来。
And that's different from most people, isn't it?
这跟大部分人是不一样的。
And they lived right close with him.
他们都跟他很靠近的生活在一
起。And they could see him every day how he reacted to every circumstance.
他每天都可以看到耶稣在不同的环境里面怎么样
反应。He was as human as you and I.
他跟你我一样是人。
And yet, he didn't do things like you and I.
然而他做事情没有像你我一样。
He never once saw him lose his temper, for instance.
譬如人家从来就没有看见耶稣发脾气过。
Never a lie.
从来没有说谎。
Never an untruth.
从来没有不讲真话。
He practiced what he preached.
他所讲的就以身来实践。
And that's pretty hard to us to do.
我们要这样做相当困难。
We slip up once in a while.
我们偶尔都会出差错。
But they never saw him slip up.
但是他们从来就没有看到耶稣没有
做到。When I was a young man, I had a pastor who was an Englishman.
当我年轻的时候，有一位牧师，他是英国人。
He was a very upright man.
他是一个非常正直的人。
He was a man filled with the Spirit of God.
他是被神的灵充满的人。
And he had a wonderful attitude in life.
他在生命中有一个很美好的态度。
Attitude of faith.
他有信心的态度。
and an attitude of peace.
有平安的态度。
But one time,
但是有一次,
I saw him lose his temper.
我有一次看到他发脾气了。
Just once.
只有一次。
Now, I knew him for, he was my pastor for 10 years.
他做我的牧师有十年之久。
I knew him well.
我很认识他的。
But one time,
但是有一次,
he lost his temper.
他发脾气了。
I'll tell you what happened.
我告诉你发生了什么事。
He had 9 children.
他有九个孩子。
He had a cow.
有一头母牛。
To have milk for his children.
就是要挤牛奶给他孩子喝。
And the cow had a calf.
那母牛就生了小牛。
And they were very poor.
他们很穷。
He was just building, just starting this church, and it was very small.
他那个时候才刚刚开始建立那教会，教会
还很小。And he only had one good suit.
他只有一套好的西装。
It was Sunday afternoon.
那是礼拜天下午。
I was at his house.
我在他家。
Before he went to church, he fed the calf.
在他去教会之前，他就喂牛，喂小牛。
He mixed the milk with some cereal.
他就把牛奶跟一些麦片混在一起。
And fed it to the eager calf.
就对那个很急着要吃东西的小牛喂给他吃。
And halfway through,
喂了一半的时候
，the calf gave a great push with its heavy face and spilled it all over his suit.
那个小牛就这样子一推，
his only good suit.
把他那个食物整个的打翻在他的西装上，就是他唯一一套的西装。
And he had a long metal spoon in his hand.
然后他的手中呢，那时候拿了一只很长的。
And very gently, in his temper rage,
他那个时候
very gently, he tapped the calf's nose.
他就很温柔的就打了一下那个牛的
You silly, silly calf.
说牛牛
You silly, silly calf. Look what you've done.
你看你干了什么好事
That was all.
就只有这样子
That was the extent of his temper tantrum.
这就是他发的脾气。
That's all I ever saw.
这是我唯一看到的一次。
Luke saw Jesus live what he believed.
路加看到耶稣活出他所相信的。
And it struck him as such an upright man.
所以他就看到耶稣是一个很正直的人。
His humanity, and yet there's something different about him.
他是人，但是他身上有一些不一样的东西。
But then, we have the book of John.
然后我们又有约翰福音。
And John saw him totally different.
约翰看到的耶稣是完全不同的。
As Luke saw the man side,
路加他看到人的那一面。
John saw the God side.
约翰看到神的那一面。
And the whole book of John is showing us the God side of Jesus.
整本约翰福音就是跟我们显明耶稣神
的那一面。He was both God and man.
他是神也是人。
And that he came to earth in the form of man, taking on himself the very body of a man.
他踩了人的样式，他用了人的身体。
That as he lived our life,
当他过我们的生活，
he might show us in a true showing of who God is.
好让他能够跟我们真正的显明神是谁。
He came to show us God.
他来跟我们显明神。
Last Sunday night we looked at him.At a wedding.
上礼拜天我们从一个婚礼来看他。
And I think the basic thing of that, he was showing us two things.
我想在那个婚礼当中，他跟我们写明的基本上有两点。
That he cared when people were in, how shall I say, problems.
就是当人碰到一些问题的时候，他关心。
They were going to be greatly ashamed.
那些人他们在婚礼上本来会。很不好意思的。
They're going to be humiliated.
他们会被屈辱。
Because they ran out of wine.
因为他们的酒没了。
And so he made wine for them.
所以耶稣就为他们造酒。
He exercised his creative powers.
耶稣运用了他创造的能力。
To do two things.
做了两件事情。
To relieve a desperate family.
就让一家很难过的家庭能够轻松了。
And to give joy to everybody else.
而且让其他每个人都能够快乐。
So he loves us to be joyful.
所以他喜欢我们快乐。
And he cares when we have problems, just even personal family problems.
当 我们有问题的时候，单单是个人家庭的问题，他都关心。
It was no great political problem.
不是很大的政治问题。
It was no great crime problem.
不是大的犯罪问题。
Nothing going to change the village.
没有什么事情会改变那个村庄。
But it was a personal problem.
但那是个人的问题。
And he said, "Look, I care about that."
他说，你看，我关心这个。
And now today we're going to look at him again.
今天我们要再次的来看他。
We're going to the fourth chapter of John.
我们要来看约翰福音第四章。
I'm going to let Ceylon read some of this fourth chapter for you.
我们要来读一些我要来读一些经文哈。
Read from the fifth chapter, fifth verse.
我们从第五节开始看。
And to the 19th verse.
我们从第五节一直要读到第十九节。
14 verses.
总共有十四节。于是第五节起，于是到了撒玛利亚的一座城，名叫叙加，靠近雅各给他儿子约瑟的那块地，在那里有雅各井。耶稣因走路困乏，就坐在井旁。那时约有五正，有一个撒玛利亚的妇人来打水。耶稣对他说，请你给我水喝。那时门徒进城买食物去了。撒玛利亚的妇人对他说，你既是犹太人，怎么向我一个撒玛利亚妇人要水喝呢？原来犹太人和撒玛利亚人没有来往。耶稣回答说，你若知道神的恩赐和对你说给我水喝的是谁，你必早求他，他也必早给了你活水。妇人说，先生，没有打水的器具，井又深，你从哪里得活水呢？我们的祖宗雅各将这井留给我们，他自己和儿子并牲畜也都喝这井里的水，难道你比他还大吗？耶稣回答说，凡喝这水的还要再渴，人若喝我所赐的水就永远不渴，我所赐的水要在他里头成为泉源，直涌到永生。妇人说，先生，请把这水赐给我，叫我不渴，也不用来这么远打水。耶稣说，你去叫你丈夫也到这里来。妇人说，我没有丈夫。耶稣说，你说没有丈夫是不错的，你已经有五个丈夫，你现在有的不是你的丈夫，你这话是真的。妇人说，先生，我看出你是先知。
He had to take that road.
他必须走那条路。
He doesn't tell us why.
他没有告诉我们为什么。
But we can guess why.
但是我们可以猜得出来。
He said, I only do what the Father tells me to do.
他说，我只做父要我做的事情。
Now there was a better road.
有一条路比较好的。
A road that did not go through Samaria.
那条路不会经过撒玛利亚。
And between the Samaritans and the Jews, there was great conflict.
撒玛利亚人跟犹太人之间有很大的冲突。
They weren't at war.
他们不是在打仗的。
But they didn't love each other at all.
但是他们彼此一点都不相爱。
They were like enemies.
他们就像敌人一样。
They had as little to do with one another as they could.
他们尽量的彼此不来往。
Almost always they took the other road.
他们通常都是会走另外一条路。
They wouldn't walk through Samaria.
他们不愿意经过撒玛利亚。
But it said Jesus had to do it.
但是这边想说，耶稣他必须走这条路。
So he took his disciples and walked through Samaria.
他就带着门徒走过了撒玛利亚。
He got to about the middle of that little county.
他差不多到了那个地方的半路上。
And there was a well there.
那里有一口井。
It can get very hot and dry in Israel.
在以色列有时候会变得非常的热，很干。
And he was thirsty.
他口渴了。
And he was tired.
累了。
And he was dusty.
身上都是灰尘。
Been walking in the dust all day.
他一整天都走在尘土里。
And he sat down by the well.
他就坐在井边。
He could get just as tired as we do.
他就会跟我们一样的累。
Just as thirsty as we do.
跟我们一样会渴。
Just as dusty as we would.
跟我们一样会弄得脏。
And he sat there.
他坐在那里。
And this woman came.
这个女人来了。
To get some water from the well.
她要从井里取一点水。
And she had to let down her bucket on a long rope.
她必须用很长的绳子把水桶给垂下去。
Because she said the well is deep.
因为那个井很深。
And just pull up the water.
然后再把水给拉上来。
And then he said, will you give me to drink?
然后耶稣跟她说，你给我喝好吗？
What do you ask that of me for?
你问我求这个干什么？
I'm a Samaritan. How come a Jew speaks to me?
我是个撒玛利亚人，犹太人怎么会
跟我说话？ And ask me a favor.
这个你是在叫我帮你的忙啊？
He said, if you knew who I was,
耶稣说，你若早知道我是谁，
you would ask a favor of me.
你就会跟我求了。
You'd ask me to give you a drink.
你会要我求你，
you,
要我给你水喝。
Give me a drink.
给我喝。
How can you do it? The well is deep.
你怎么能够这样做呢？这水井很深呢。
You have no way to get water out of that well.
你没有办法从井里取水上来啊。
Oh, he said, I give you another kind of water.
耶稣说，我给你的是另外一种水。
I give you living water, and you'd never be thirsty again.
我要给你的是活水，你再也不会渴。
Oh, give me this water.
给我这个水。
He said, well, go call your husband.
耶稣说，好，你去叫你的丈夫来。
I don't have a husband.
我没有丈夫。
That's right.
对。
You've had five of them.
你有五个。
And the one you have isn't your husband.
你现在有的不是你的丈夫。
Bang! Wow! Right to her face.
就当着她的面。
He showed he knew everything about her.
他知道她的一切。
Five husbands.
五个丈夫。
Most people are happy to get one.
大部分人一个就好了。
And at the most,two.
顶多两个。
But she had five of them.
但是这个女人她有五个丈夫。
Five matrimonial defeats.
有五次婚姻的失败。
Five times she thought this is it.
有五次她以为说这就是了，结果不是。
You kind of wonder why.
你会想说为什么？
What was wrong with her?
这个人有什么毛病啊？
Did she argue too much? I know she argued with Christ.
是不是她太喜欢争论了？我们知道她跟耶稣争论呢。
People just couldn't stand living with her.
人家就受不了跟她住在一起了。
She must have been pretty good looking or no one they would have married her that many people.
她一定长得很好看，不然不会嫁了这么多人。
She must have had a nice personality.
她一定性格也很可爱。
When you met her on the street.
就是当你在街上遇到她的时候。
But when you got to living with her.
但是当你要跟她生活在一起呢。
It's about so long and bye bye.
生活了一阵子，然后就要拜拜了。
And those things hurt, you know.
你知道这些事情是伤人的。
They hurt both sides.
双方都会受伤。
A defeat.
这是失败。
A disaster.
是灾难。
The home never got established.
家庭就没有办法建立起来。
Apparently she had no children.
很显然她没有孩子。
Maybe that helped for people not to want to live with her any longer.
或许这就使得人家不想要跟她住在再住
在一起。Whatever the reasons were, we can only guess a little bit.
不管原因是什么，我们只能够稍微的猜一点。
But they were serious enough to break up the home.
但是因为问题够严肃，所以使
他家
分裂了。
In those days, divorce wasn't very easy to live with.
在那个时代，要离婚是不太容易的事情。
Because everybody didn't do it.
因为其他的人都没有这样做。
Very few did it.
很少人离婚。
And the fact that she did it five times.
而她居然离婚了五次。
And he was telling to the whole world around there.
耶稣是在告诉周围那里的所有。
And of course, some of them knew already.
周围所有的人，当然有些人是新的，那有些人早就已经知道。他城里的人知道的。
That she had five defeats in life.
知道这女人生命中有过五次的失败。
And she was very optimistic because she was starting the sixth one.
她很乐观，因为她开始第六个。
She still was living with somebody else.
她还是跟别人住在一起。
But there her shame was.Open before God.
可是他的羞辱在神面前敞开了。
And the thing I'm getting out of this is, he knew all about her.
我从这点要讲的就是耶稣知道他的一切。
From the moment he first spoke to her.
从耶稣一开始跟他讲话的时候。
That's why he made that request. Go call your husband.
这就是为什么耶稣这样要求说，你去叫你的丈夫来。
Oh, I don't have any husband.
我没有任何丈夫。
Yes, I know.
是的，我知道。
I know.
我知道。
I know.
我知道。
I know all about you.
我知道你的一切。
He said to Nathaniel.
他对拿但业说。
Nathaniel, I saw you when you were seated under a fig tree.
拿但业，你坐在无花果树下的时候，我就看见了你。
I heard you talking.
我听见你说话。
You know, that's something wonderful about God. He knows all about us.
你知道这是神奇妙的一点，就是他知道我们的一切。
But you know, he knew all about this woman.
他知道这女人的一切。
But he didn't reprimand her.
但是耶稣没有责骂她。
He didn't scold her.
也没有怪罪她。
He didn't shame her.
也没有羞辱她。
He offered her everlasting life.
他却把永生提供给她。
He offered her living water.
把活水提供给
她。He knew all about her.
尽管他知道这女人的一切。
That's a wonderful thing about our God.
这是我们神很奇妙的一点。
And that's what Jesus was showing us.
这就是耶稣在跟我们显明。
Our God knows all about us.
我们的神知道我们的一切。
Every failure in life.
我们生命的每一个失败。
Every hidden defeat.
所有隐藏的失败。
Every part of our life.
我们生命的每一部分。
At home or at work.
不管是在家还是在工作中。
He knows all the things we hide.
他知道我们隐藏起来的一切。
He knows what's hidden in our closet.
他知道什么东西藏在我们的橱
子里。He knows the things we're ashamed of.
他知道什么事情是让我们不好意思的。
But he doesn't stop loving us.
但是他却没有停止爱我们。
He knew all about her.
耶稣知道这女人的一切。
And he said, if you ask me, I'll give you living water.
他说你若跟我求我就把活水。
Not one word of recrimination.
他没有一句责备的话。
He never even made any conditions.
他甚至没有任何的条件。
He said, if you straighten up with your husbands,
他没有说你去跟你的。
You get out of this man's house.
把这个关系处理好。
You go back to one of your five husbands.
你从跟这个人离开这个人啊就回到你。
Or you just live alone.
或者说你就
Then you come back to me,
然后你再回到我这里来我再把活水给你
He did not say that.
耶稣没有这样子说
He never intimated it.
他根本没有这样暗示
We would.
我们的话会这样做
You can't come into my church if you're like that.
如果你像这样子的话你不能进到我的教会
Scandal.
这是丑闻呢、啊、
We can't tolerate anything like that.
我们不能够容忍像这样子的事情
But strange enough.
但是很奇怪
He didn't.
耶稣没有这样做。
Why didn't he?
为什么他没有这样做呢
？Because he was showing us God.
因为他是在跟我们显示神。
God knows all about us.
神知道我们的一切。
He knows every lie we ever told.
他知道我们所讲过的每一句谎话。
He knows the things that goes on in our mind that nobody else knows about.
他知道我们脑袋里想的什么事情是别人都不知道的。
He knows.
他知道
and he doesn't stop loving.
他却没有停止爱我们
He doesn't stop seeking to bring us to himself.
他并没有停止就继续不断的还是在把我们要带到
He doesn't say you've done this and that you can't have any of my living water.
他没有说你做了这个做了那个所以我的活水你一点都不可以喝
You're not a candidate for eternal life.
你没有办法做得着永生的
候选人 You've been too naughty.
你太不乖了
He didn't say that.
他没有这样说
On the thief on the cross.
那个在十字架上的贼。
He was a thief.
他是个贼。
And he was a murderer.
他是个杀人犯。
And he was a rebel.
他是个背叛的人。
And he led a rebellion against Caesar.
而且他是在那边带起了对凯撒王的叛变。
But what did he say to him?
但是当他对他说。
When he said, Lord, remember me when you come into your kingdom.
他说主啊当你得国的时候求你纪念我。
Don't speak to me.
你不要跟我说话。
You're a thief.
你是个贼。
You're a murderer.
你是杀人犯。
What are you talking about coming to my kingdom?
你怎么敢讲要进到我的国里面呢
？He didn't do that.
耶稣没有这样做。
He didn't say shut up.
他没有说你闭嘴。
We'll talk to you.
我不要跟你说话。
Didn't do that.
他没有这样做。
He knew who he was.
他知道这贼是谁。
But what did he do?
但他怎么做的呢
？He answered his prayer.
Sometimes
we think we've got to be so good to get our prayers answered.
有时候我们觉得我们一定要表现得很好，神才会垂听我们的祷告。
Well, the thief on the cross got his prayer answered, and he wasn't very good.
但是十字架上的贼，他的祷告蒙垂听了，他不是很好的。
In fact, he was pretty bad.
事实上，他相当坏。
But he made a prayer.
但是他做了一个祷告。
And the Lord, in such grace, said, "This day you'll be with me."
主应着很大的恩典，说今天你就会同我在乐园里了。